somebody real special to talk to you. Right? We fought together hand in hand for 11 months, and we are standing here tonight. So let me ask you something. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah. Then please welcome to the stage your candidate, Francesca Hall!
Volunteers, our amazing campaign staff, and to those in the movement that brought us all here. Union members, nurses, parents, students, in the dish pit, folks in cubicles, to the regular everyday people of every age, faith, zip code, to people in every corner of this state. It is an honor of my lifetime to be your candidate for governor. Something that will change politics forever. The work we have done will be remembered forever. I know we don't have the final results right now, but what I do know is that we are ready to keep fighting, and I feel confident, but more importantly, I am so deeply, deeply grateful to my core for how hard you have all fought and for what this fight, our movement, means for all of Wisconsin. We are fighting to become once more what Wisconsin has always been, a place where our future is determined not by corporations and billionaires, but our future that's determined by the working class people who live here. We fought through this primary because Wisconsinites have rejected the politics of fear, of apathy, and division. We are here tonight because thousands and thousands of Wisconsinites across this great state came together in living rooms, in backyards, in bars, in church basements, in community centers. And we came together to demand something new and something better. People across the state have given themselves in ways we have never seen before in this state. We love you too! And so many people across the state have given themselves because they see themselves in our movement. I can't tell you enough how much it means to see you all here. And then to have seen all the art, the music, the community, bracelets, mutual aid. We are growing community through a campaign. And through hundreds and thousands of conversations that we've had in places that I don't think folks were expecting to talk about a gubernatorial campaign. I met so many folks who knocked their first door with this campaign. Folks who organized their first event, made their first phone call, text. Hey, they may have even broken no contact to tell their exes to make a plan to vote. They did it. You did it because you truly care for the people of this state, and you care about our shared future, and you care about opportunity for others, for strangers. We have built a beautiful, multi-generational, multi-partisan, multi-racial, working class movement. Is a movement that meets the moment. This is unprecedented here. And this is how we're going to win together in November and for Novembers to come. The fight continues no matter what. Because no matter who wins this primary, we're going to continue to fight for each other. We are going to collectively reject despair, and we are going to unite. We're fighting for our communities whose land Tom Tiffany happens to be selling to big tech and big oil. Where it's Tom Tiffany's Medicaid cuts that are shutting down our hospitals. And when our neighborhoods defund Tom Tiffany. And when our neighborhoods and our neighbors are disappeared by uncontrolled ICE fascists, it's Tom Tiffany who shows up in support. And while he's doing that, we are fighting for hope. We are fighting for the freedom to show compassion to one another and to show care for the people around us. But our compassion is not soft. It is resolute, it is tenacious, and it will never yield. It is a demand that we are fighting for each other. And in 11 weeks, no matter who's on this ballot, y'all, we are going to fight to win for one another. Because everyone who's running in this race, they know that we can make better possible. And we must make better possible. And together, with each other, and for each other, we will make better possible. Thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart.